from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, New York City Mayor Eric Adams' federal corruption case is being dismissed. A federal judge issued the decision to toss the case this morning. The charges were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can't be brought up against Adams again. The Justice Department had ordered prosecutors to drop the case. Adams had pleaded not guilty to bribery and fraud charges that involved taking favors from Turkish officials and pocketing more than $100,000 in illegal campaign funds. New Jersey law stops teens under 15 years old from being tried as adults no matter what. It applies even to a 14-year-old charged with the murder of Newark Police Sergeant Joseph Ascona. Attorney General Matthew Plotkin's office has drafted a new bill called Joseph's Law.
This would change that for somebody who seriously injures an officer or kills an officer, as was the case here. And look, the bottom line is someone needs to protect the protectors.
Plotkin says he knows the law enforcement community supports the bill. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell. With the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more, visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. A body found in the Passaic River has been identified as a 21-year-old New Jersey man.
Two fishermen in the Montville area found the body with distinctive tattoos close to Route 46 last month. A forensic expert has now confirmed the man to be 21-year-old Timothy Robinson. The endangered Newark resident was reported missing in December after last being seen leaving a hospital in Cedar Grove. Cause and manner of death are pending, but police say they are not believed to be criminal. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And two cities in New Jersey are teaming up to offer legal assistance to immigrants. The city of Hoboken, Hoboken Public Library, and Jersey City Division of Immigrant Affairs are gearing up for a series of legal clinics. Representatives will help immigrants with questions related to immigration law, applications, job opportunities, and provide resources for those in need. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Should you grab an umbrella, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We're talking about some unsettled weather settling in here. Each of the next 4 or 5 days has a shower chance plugged in. Nothing heavy, nothing steady, just occasional rounds of wet weather. Now, most of these impulses will be riding north of us, so the northern half of New Jersey will see the most frequent occasional shower activity through the upcoming weekend. And that includes tonight. Rain shower clips North Jersey. Most of the state stays dry with mostly cloudy skies. Rising temperatures tonight will dip into the lower 40s this evening, then climbing into the lower 50s by daybreak tomorrow. And it's going to be a warm one tomorrow despite cloudy skies. Highs 70 to 75. There is a chance of a spot shower or thunderstorm at some point. Friday, showers in the morning and late at night. Still lots of clouds. Highs settle in the 60s. Saturday looks blah with clouds, some showers, and temperatures in the 50s. But we're right back in the 70s on Sunday with rain moving in late day. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
In Orange, it's 48 degrees. It's also 48 in Hillsboro. Toms River, 45. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.